What's going on, brothers? It's Lime and Tavern, the name. Got another video for you. It's written title, Lockout, Part 4. Here goes. So, this lockout game is ruthless. A lot of young men are blocking, ignoring, and ghosting these trollops, so much so that you're not short of any videos over on TikTok where these 30-something, 40-something single mothers and these trollops and DNA dumpsters in their late 20s are complaining that the dating scene is terrible because they can't find a pet wallet or men are just refusing to interact with them anymore. And to that, I gotta say it like this. For you brothers, you young brothers out there who are part of this MGTOW philosophy and lifestyle, who are part of SYSBM, take a bow. We did that. As you see, while these trollops can bitch, bellyache, and complain about the dating scene being terrible and how men don't want to take a relationship and how marriages are in the trenches, they don't want to own up to the fact that these feminists, these psychotic malcontents, and the machinery of the state played a part in destroying marriages, relationships, and making this dating scene a fucking joke. And we know that they did this to themselves. They got everything that they wanted, now they're not unhappy. They're unhappy. You see, on social media and on certain forums like female dating strategies and single mother subreddits, they can coach other women on how to get their child support hustle on. They can coach women on how to come up off an athlete, how to gouge money off of men, or how to lie your way to cash in prizes, you know, fake the funk. But these same trolls, these same feminists, these same females, they get angry or they get irritated because young men aren't taking the bait. The doors are being slammed in their face and it's driving them nuts. They can't stand it. And my advice to them is, you better fucking get used to it. You better get used to it because this is what you asked for. This is the end result of 6 decades worth of paternity fraud, surround sound bitching, and steamrolling men and boys. That's what this is. You brought this on yourself. And this rip pills on autopilot. So by now, a lot of you brothers already know that the MGTOW subreddit has been taken down. But the subreddit for female dating strategies and the one for single mothers is still up. I know some brothers are irritated by that news, but me, that doesn't surprise me. In fact, that's to be expected because the same trolls who are going above and beyond to worm their way into our circles and to tear us down, they tell us to fuck off. We try to figure out what the hell they're coming up with. You know, they're plotting, scheming, and conniving. But as far as this lockout game is concerned, if you brothers who are sitting on the fence, go ahead and master it, man. Just master it. Master your lockout game and perfect it, and make sure you're ruthless with it. Yeah, these feminuts, these single mothers, these DNA dumpsters who can't find a pit wallet, they're being starved out. That's what's happening. They're being starved out, and they have no other way to reverse it. They don't know how to reverse this. Now, they can't co-opt MGTOW because MGTOW is a lifestyle. It's not a movement. So the best thing they can do is to try to censor us, but that even that's not going to work because this red pill's an autopilot. And these young men, they made it happen. But these 304s, these DNA dumpsters, these feminists, they're going to double down and triple down. And their whole purpose for even dating is to get money out of men. Make no mistake, their whole purpose of even seeking out men is to get resources out of him. They're grifting and parasite off of men. And a good example of this is the situation between Brittany Renner and PJ Washington. Before Brittany Renner got pregnant with PJ Washington's baby, she put out a video a couple of years back instructing women on how to come up off an athlete. She put out a video on how to parasite off of a professional athlete. But now she got pregnant. She has PJ Washington's child. Now, PJ Washington was a fool for going down on this woman, but he's going to learn the hard way. But I think a sizable portion of men are getting their biology under control, and a lot of them just aren't chasing tail anymore. They're on their purpose. And your purpose is to acquire resources and to live your best life. That's your purpose. Your purpose is not to chase tail and just let yourself waste away trying to get at these trollops who really mean to hurt you. Because that's what they're doing. They're grifting and parasiting off of you. The paternity fraud, the false accusations, the whole nine yards, everything that they put out there is meant to destroy you. It's meant to hurt you. It's meant to catch stumbling blocks so you'd faceplant. Ask Emily Linden. She says to herself, it doesn't matter if a few innocent men's lives are ruined, all that matters is dismantling the patriarchy. This is her advocating for men to be falsely accused of sexual misconduct and have their lives ruined. It's sick, it's twisted, but these are the games they play. And I'm going to say it like this. For you brothers who are worth your salt, you brothers who are seasoned, you brothers out there worth your weight in gold, when you get videos of these trollops actually showing their true colors, you know, they're actually being blatant with their fuckery, please understand that they're in their element. I'm going to say it again. When they're blatantly putting their fuckery out there on social media, they're in their element. They're in their element when they're advocating for other women to falsely accuse men of sexual misconduct. They're in their element when they tell women that it's okay to cheat. They're in their element when they get STDs and then create something called hashtag shout your status. They're in their element. You see, they're too stupid to be discreet, and that's why the door's being slammed in their face. They're in their element. And the character that they're revealing to you is that they're a thief and a liar. I hope you understand that. These young men understand it. That's why they're not playing the game anymore. They split. Now, for you brothers sitting on the fence, master your lockout game and perfect it. I know it's harsh, I know it's cold-blooded, but it has to be done. You got to starve them out. Otherwise, this gravy train of anti-male hog shit, this steamrolling all this fraud and usury is not going to end. Well, I'm going to make it go away. It's going to go away one way or another. End of story. This is Lana McTow. That's all I got. If you like the video, like, share, and comment here. Feel free to subscribe. If you don't, visit my channel. You find the tip jar on the upper right hand side of the screen. That's the G Plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know it's real. You know it's ain't going. Your boy SYSPMS for these bitch made simps, these trollops, our opposition, and those are probably seeing how we say it. Give them nothing. This has been McTow PSA. More comes, brother. Sit tight. See you soon.